very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, July 4th, 2022. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the pricing of goods in Zimbabwe. Most shops and vendors selling various wares in Zimbabwe are now pegging their goods in United States dollars instead of the depreciating local pond. Some business persons, vendors, and others with shops and stores in Bulawayo told the VOA Zimbabwe service that the Zimbabwe dollar is now unusable. People in other parts of the country are experiencing the same thing. John Manguja, governor of the central bank, recently announced that Zimbabweans can now sell goods in US dollars equivalent to the prevailing intermarket rates. Indications are that the Zimbabwe dollar is now worthless, like what happened in 2008, which led to the adoption of the United States dollar as the main currency in the country a year later. And is the country back to the 2008 economic crisis? And will Zimbabwe abandon its local currency? So now we are joined by Dr. Sibama Vaza, who is in London. He belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party. I hope he can hear me from that end. Dr. Mavaza, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Yes, it seems as if, many shops, many vendors and others are now abandoning the Zimbabwe dollar. They are saying it's now worthless. What's your take on that?
Yeah, it is the effects of a multi-currency. Whenever there's a multi-currency, people seem to choose what they think is better for them. Because the US dollar is now a legal tender, it becomes a common cause that everybody wants to rely on the US dollar because of its durability, its strength, and everything. So in other words, some of the side effects of multi-currency is caused by this issue where people start relying on the money they think is stronger than theirs. And that makes people reject their own dollar, going for the American dollar. And this is an expected economical mishap whenever you introduce multi-currency in the issues where the economy is haywire.
Yes, so we spoke to a lady in Bulawayo. Her name is Kesiwe Sibanda. Kesiwe Kumalo. She is in the vending business. Can you listen to what she says? Just listen to this.
So tingathi manje uthengisa njani bona bona impahla yami?
Impahla sokunzima. Ngoba indlela esisebenza ngayo ukuthi ngisebenzi eHarare, ngiyowoda eHarare, ngibuye ngizothengisa ngapha. Nzima vele, sokunzima akusasebenzeki. Yikuthi nje ube umuntu okwanisa ukuthi seva isizizo kokuphila nabantwana, kodwa hayi sesibamba ngamandla, umkhono umuntu uthelele phansi.
Ye, ngizokuthiwa abaningi vele abasabambi igondi, bathi vele lisancane.
Alimadiki malume, ngiyathukisa iphenti yomntwana nge-2,000 pondi. Isinkwa ngithenga ngemalini. Then awusalithathi, uzalamukela ngisho ukuthi ngiyalithini kahle mina. Ngoba omunye akutshela ukuthi ibhondi namhlanje ku-600. I-1 dollar is 600 pondi. Akuchajeki, into zakhona azisachajeki. So kunzima vele ukuthengisa kwakhona. Asisalibambi ibhondi, asisalamukeli ngoba vele alisalavala lisasebenzi.
Pho manje njengoba abantu bengaholi i-US dollar, pho liyenza njani?
Yikho khonakho lakhe kuthelela phansi ukuthi kathi manje sizakuthini ngoba uzafika foshe umuntu e-agent asike ethikini ngithwele ilokhuzeni. Wena ukuthi uye woda ngabe kumele uwode nge-US dollar. Lathi siwoda khona nje ba-accepta irandi le-US, ibhondi abalithathi. Mina nxa ngizothengisa ngapha umuntu uzafika ethikini ufuna ilokhuzeni, uthwele ibhondi. Akusho ukuthi foshe mina ngisebenze eZimbabwe lapha angiholi i-US, angiholi kanje, ngihola lona lelo bhondi. Mina nxa ngithatha kuye ngehlula ukuthi ngiyolithenga ukwenzela ukuthi ngiyowoda ngayo. Yinto esichayelela phansi.
Pho kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni?
Nalume kunzima. Akunzima ukuthi hhayi iwayi-forward hhayi. Hhayi sikwazi ikwazi ukuthi ishop ngenzakalayo umzamo bani. Siyazama siyazama ukuthi sonke ngenzakala mzamo kwani ngoba akusasebenzeki. Besicela nje kuphela ukuthi ngabe kusenzakala kakuvunyakala ukuthi ngisebenzena leli lokhuzeni i-USA. Since ibhondi besisebenzele balinisela phansi kumbe bezama ukuthi ngibile nezali at least silamukele ngoba hhayi akusasebenzeki. Urawunda one ndawuchange isizingelezani nxa sise kwi-business kulezi nsuku zanamuhla.
ukanti vele babengafanelanga batho njalo bakhuluma uma babethe khona umthetho uthona imali eZimbabwe amabhondi iwafanele asebenze. So ukuguqula umthetho abakwenza khonokho ukuthola ukuthuthisa abantu sesisibile ku-2008 lapho abantu abathengisela khona. Ngayo umthetho waba lokhu khona ukuthi nxa uthenga into thenga ngemali yeZimbabwe, nxa uthengisa ngemali yangaphandle kayifanele nemali esemfikeni wobhenki. Loba umthetho wakhona ungawusiwo kodwa kufanele kubalwe basitshe ukuthi umthetho owodwa. Nxa-ke lokhu beguqula khathesi kuvele kusho ukuthi sebenikeza imvumo yokuthi umuntu athengise manje yedola sezakwenza kutoma imithetho yokuthi ungafanelanga uwale ibhondi. Uyabona ukuthi kuyabe sekuphazamisa abantu khonokho.
Nxa sizikhangela songazani ibhondi leZimbabwe kuyagcina ngasasebenzi la khona kubona njani nxa ukhangela phambili?
Kule isomele emibili ngendlela kuyagcina singasasebenzi kumbe bayagcina sebekhipha amazibi laphana abakwenzayo. Kodwa njengoba sitsho nje ukuthi nxa umsika open market ngisithi kayisafuni mabhondi akula muntu ozahamba ethole mabhondi ukuthi singathenga ngiyathengisa kube yitolo kusho ukuthi yafikaeeingaselawo. So kusobala ukuthi uhulumende namhlanje bahlale phansi bavumelane ukuthi umthetho siyawufaka yena okuthi nxa umuntu ethenga mabhondi lingamalisi kumbe nxa umuntu ethenga ngemali yangaphandle kuyayilingani le mali esemsikeni ovulekileyo. Lokhu kungabanceda.
Singathi-ke ibhondi ayiso zibe ngumkhuba njengama-balance check ngokubona kwakhona.
Yiqiniso khonokho vele isikhathi esivele silula siphephuka unyeza vele abantu emsikeni umsika usithi wona ngawusafuni imali awusafuni mabhondi nxa uthenga ama-automatic usube wazi ukuthi ibhondi vele sijabalele. So lapha sesikhangela ukuthi vele sesiyafisha sesiyebangcwabeni sesiyafisha ibhondi iyafaumangisa. So kufanana lokwagona.
Yes, so Dr. Mavaza, I think you can hear what people are saying here. The last person who was talking is Rejoice Ngwenya. Rejoice Ngwenya is an independent economic commentator. He's based in Harare. So what could be your reaction to what these people are saying?
Can I just summarize what the first lady said? I didn't hear.
Yes, what she was saying is that where is she selling wares? In Pumola, she's no longer accepting the bond because it's very difficult to buy and sell commodities using the bond. And this started when after Dr. Manguja actually made an announcement that people can now price their goods in United States dollars, which should be equivalent to the prevailing interbank rate. So she says, you know, for example, selling a simple pant, you know, a child is, you know, underwear, it costs about 2,000 pounds, and that money is useless. So at the end of the day, if you sell it, you know, at a certain given price, when you buy it, it becomes double that price. So it's back to 2008, according to her. And then Rejoice Ngwenya was saying that, you know, at the end of the day, the country has slided back to the olden times, 2008, 2009, and the situation is becoming chaotic. So the government should come out with another kind of economic measure, you know, to stop the bleeding. So your take on this?
But what you must understand, Gomo, is that people are panicking because of the new rule where Zimbabwe is now using multiplicity of the funding of the currency. This makes people a bit panicked because they don't know when they will completely be told not to use the bond at all. So they want to spend all the bonds they have, and at the same time, those who are selling, they don't want to collect all the bonds you have in case the problem comes in their hands. So at the end of the day, we have a problem where we naturally people reject the money they think is the weaker part of it. It is the high time that the government must take action against those who are refusing to accept the bond. Because the government says if someone comes to you with the bond, you do the exchange rate of that day at the intermarket rate and buy. Of course, the bank rate and the black market rate are different, but people should not be encouraged to use black market. People must be are encouraged to use the intermarket rate. So it is simple. We just tell a person how much it is and buy your goods. Yes, there is going to be a problem. We cannot hide from it, my brother, because, yes, people are angry. People, they want the money which buys. And what the black market and the other forces are doing are undermining the Zimbabwean dollar to an extent that the money does not buy anymore. And to that effect, we then suffer greatly economically because our money is not working. The people are rejecting it because there are speculations going around about the money and when will it be, when it ceases to be a legal tender. But the reality of the matter, those who are refusing to accept this Zimbabwean bond as a legal tender are committing a crime. That is a crime, and they should be
arrested. But we may say it is a crime, but at the end of the day, if you've got money that is worthless, Dr. Mavaza, I think let's call a spade here. If I give you bonds today and ask you to buy bread, it's almost you need a wheelbarrow to carry that money in order to buy one loaf. So why would I carry so much money instead of carrying $2, you know, $2? So I think that's where maybe people are saying a lot about this issue.
The problem we have is that our currency has become worthless because of
sorry, and your camera is getting cut off. So yeah, we need you to send that. Yeah, quiet.
Our currency has become worthless because people are making it worthless. People are rejecting it. That lowers its dignity. That lowers its value. That reduces the value of the money, and that makes it difficult for anybody and anyone to deal with that. So in that aspect, you will notice that our currency is what it is now because of people in speculations. Those who are rushing to say the money is now worthless, they no longer use it. So in other words, people determine what the strength of the currency. If they reject it, refuse to use it, it loses value, and that's why you can find the skyrocketing values of the Zimbabwean bond. And this is a crime. It is actually an economical sabotage, which is caused by those who are using speculation. The speculators are themselves the ones causing such a problem in Zimbabwe. And at the end of the day, our currency has no problem, but it will only become a problem when people refuse to accept it because there are speculations that it has become worthless.
Thank you very much. And when you park, you tell us. So let's bring in Tawanda Sokora of the CCC. We welcome you to the program, Mr. Sokora. How are you doing?
Zilipoga na Magadio, happy 4th of July. Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Agatera.
Thank you very much. So we are hearing many people saying they're now abandoning the Zimbabwe dollar in preference to of the US dollar. So what's your take on that?
My O-level and A-level economics tells me that one of the characteristics of money is that it must be trusted by people and that it must have value. The currency must have value. And our money, unfortunately, does not carry these two pertinent characteristics. People do not have faith. They do not trust the currency. Neither do they trust the government itself and the Reserve Bank, because we have a government that is clueless, a government that will wake up tomorrow morning having changed the currency without consultation, without consulting key stakeholders, captains of industry, and also citizens. So at the end of the day, people will lose trust, they will lose their faith in the government, and consequently, they lose trust and faith in the money. So the money that we've been using all this time, we've been telling ZANU-PF, we've been telling Dr. Mavaza that our money is useless, our money is worthless. It can only work in Zimbabwe. It doesn't work anywhere else. It's just like paper. It's just like leaves. It's just like toilet paper. When we're saying that, they were saying we are unpatriotic. Even now, you can hear Dr. Mavaza saying that it's people that are sabotaging the economy or that are sabotaging the currency. It's is the government itself that is sabotaging itself. We have spoken, our Honorable Tendai Biti, chitopota che economics, chitopota che nyaya zemari, chakavata urakare, kuti ngati endei, tinoshandisa, ngati shandisei, US dollar. Timbo siyana nezu kushandisa mapepa aya, amuru kuti Zimbabwe dollar, makaramba. Iko zimezi, vatzokera ikoko, asmaru kutzokera, vasina kufunga, vasina kugarapasi, vasina kubunda, vanhu wakaita sana Honorable Tendai Biti, kuti kana chaa kudolaraiza tinotangira pati tichizoisa pati kuti zvinhu zvisanese vanongoita vanongomuka vachingoita vasina kutaura nevanhu ndo musiyano wedu wehurumende yeTPC hurumende yeTPC inenge ichienda kuvanhu inenge ichitaura nevanhu inenge ichibvunza vanhu isati yaita zvinhu ZANU-PF inongomuka ichiita chinhu saka nhasi maakunzwa ana Dr. Mavaza vaakutsvaga mhandu pasina mhandu vakutsvaga vavengi pasina vavengi. The biggest enemy that we have in Zimbabwe, and that ZANU-PF should be talking about, it's ZANU-PF itself. They've brought us where we are today. You cannot have a currency that is not backed by production. We have no production whatsoever. There is nothing that is going on in Zimbabwe. We are a consuming economy. We need to fix our economics. We also need to fix our politics so that people begin to have faith in us. People begin to have faith in our government. People begin consequently to have faith in the currents that we are using. But first of all, let's go to the basics. Let's make sure that we create a conducive environment, an environment that attracts people, that attracts investors, both local and outside, to come into Zimbabwe. You know, with ideas, with investments, that will.
Papa, they will actually tell you that they've got the political capital. So what they are doing is economics and politics at the same time. So how do you stop them when they came and always say we're voted into office by the people, so we are doing the mandate of the people here? So briefly, what's your reaction to that?
That's what we've been saying, that a government that is not voted by the people cannot oversee an economy of the country. Right now, they can say they were voted by the people, but they know that they rigged themselves into power. But you can rig elections, you can rig anything else, but you cannot rig the economy. People do not have confidence in the government, and even the investors, international investors and local investors, also do not have confidence in the government. There is no one who is sensible right now who will bring their millions into Zimbabwe. They cannot do that. It's just like dumping money in a black hole, because we are in an environment which does not allow people to do that, because everything changes.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. So hold on there. We've got Akim, who has just joined us here. Akim is one of the callers. Akim, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Very fine. So you see what is happening in Zimbabwe. Some people are abandoning the Zimbabwe dollar. What's your take on that?
That thing is... Unzima. Ngoba masibhekile yona idola imali le power because iya allow to buy to another country. For now, elizweni lethu kunjalo akula fuel, akula vele the basic commodities kazikho, ziyashoda elizweni. And futhi kunzima ukuthi ukucontrola GPT of the economy, because akula nto eyenzakalayo in the country. So I profit sizayithola kuphi, noma le tax uzayidonsa kuphi, ngazidonse yona ibhondi yakhona i-government ithathe i-tax izabuthelela kuphela, at the end izabutshisa. So you see lot of problems.
Pho manje kulungiswa njani khonokho, Akim?
Izinto okumele kulungise, kungakhuhlwa i-ruling party, ngibona ngani is the best solution, because most of my investors are under i-ruling party.
Zokodwa uzuyikhiphe phela kumele uzuyikhiphe kumele uvote phela. So yikho lapho ngani? So sokwenzani ngakhonoko?
Kumele abazali izizalwane zakithi zihambe zibhalise ziyevota.
Wena sukwenzile?
Yi ngakuyenzi.
So hold on the ungayikathanda again. So sike sizwe ke uDr. Mavaza. So Dr. Mavaza, I think you heard what Mr. Tawanda Sokora said and now what Akim is actually saying. So according to Akim, the best way is to remove the ruling party from office, you know. He's saying he's doing the wrong things altogether. Just exactly what Tawanda Sokora is saying. So you've got 2-1, you know.
Yeah, of course, these two people are not upstairs, correct? But anyway, I will forgive
them. But let's not put it that way. Those are their personal opinions. So let's respect that. Because yes, let's just respect that. Go ahead.
Yeah, their personal opinion is, I'm saying the opinion is insane, not them. It's only their opinion, which is a mental capacity of zero. But however, my point here is, Joko must understand this, but he clearly told you that he was using his economics of all levels. We are talking about sense here. Zimbabwe has introduced a multi-currency. This is what we have said. The effects of a multi-currency is that people would tend to choose the currency they want because all the currencies are legal tender in Zimbabwe. So what it means is the buyer, or the seller would choose to accept only one currency. That choice is criminal. It's against the law. So when those people are refusing to accept the Zimbabwean bond elsewhere in Zimbabwe, they are committing a crime. If they are reported, the police should and must arrest them for that. But however, yes, Zimbabwean currency, Zimbabwean bond is losing value every day. And this is what I've said. I said it's because people are rejecting it. You don't reject your money and expect it to continue in its strength. So the strength of the Zimbabwean dollar or Zimbabwean bond is actually devalued by its own people who are rejecting it, the traders, the buyers, those in trade, those who use it daily. They are daily denigrating their own fund, their own country. And again, I wanted to say, when we have an economic problem, we don't rush to change government. We sit down, come up with our ideas. What do you think should be done? How should it be done? So we work from that. This idea of saying any problem, change the government. How many governments can you change in a day? Because you cannot please everybody. What we are telling you is, economically, we are making strides towards economic development and an economic revamp, which the Zimbabwean government is doing. And I can assure you that President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa has been the best president so far, and is doing well. He has these things. He works within the constitution. He works within the law. He works within the guides of law and what the people tell him. Unlike the CCC, which has no constitution, no guidance, no law, and they tell you they can guide us economically when they can't guide themselves politically. It is difficult. It's a shame. It's a shame that Jokora would stand here, Seguro Anga, and start talking as if CCC can make wonders. It doesn't make wonders in its own party. It can never make wonders in the nation. The way it is spoiled, it does not even have a treasurer because there's no
constitution. But yes, you can say that. But here, the problem is, when the bond was introduced by the Mnangagwa government, they said they were doing this for the sake of change. They said it was not a currency. It was for the sake of giving people change. What changed along the way?
What changed along the way, it's changed from being a bond to a dollar. It's now a currency.
So it behaved like a chameleon. All of a sudden, it just changed.
No. As you know, politics is not static, it's dynamic. So is economics. Dynamism of economics is that it changes. And the government, our government, is the government which is being led by a listening president. So he listens to people's queries about the bond. He listens about people's queries about the economy. And he changes to adjust and suit the people. So, yes, our president is not ashamed to make changes when he thinks that the changes will benefit his people more than himself. So he's not a selfish president. And therefore, he cannot stick to the rules of economics when his people are suffering because of the rules. So when it changed to become the current, it was the wisdom of His Excellency the President, with his team in the Ministry of Finance, including the Minister.
Thank you very much. Mr. Sokora, was it a question of wisdom or lack of it here?
Very much a lack of it. Very much a lack of it. We are where we are in Zimbabwe today because we have a president who does not have wisdom. We have a president who doesn't listen to the people. We have a president who is not consultative. You know, you can be a very bad president, you know, like Mnangagwa. But if you would just take time to consult stakeholders, key stakeholders, relevant stakeholders, even opposition, we have seen in South Africa how the government there works well with opposition. There are people with great ideas in opposition. We have Honorable Tendai Biti, one of the greatest sons of soil, and when it comes to the economy, he is someone that the government should never overlook. They should consult him. They should consult CCC. We have people that have the relevant qualities and qualifications to contribute significantly to the resuscitation of our country. Now, in Zimbabwe, we need at least two basics to be addressed. Let's fix the human rights issues. You know, people do not come where, investors do not come where there is blood and strife. Money does not follow blood. Money follows peace and tranquility. Let's create an environment that is conducive to investors are coming in. And then number two, let's deal with the biggest problem we have in Zimbabwe that has gotten us to where we are today. Let's deal with the issue of corruption. We have a corrupt government. We have a corrupt leadership. You see a person who is a civil servant who works in the army, who is a colonial. You know, you saw Emmerson Mnangagwa's son. This is not something that we are picking from nowhere. The pictures are there on social media. He drives a $2.4 million car. Where did he get that money? There is no civil servant who can ever earn, you know, that kind of money in Zimbabwe and be able to afford a $2.4 million. This just tells you that we have corrupt leaders in Zimbabwe. You know, if we take all the money that is being misused by ZANU-PF leaders, you know, we are losing at least $2 billion, you know, in Zimbabwe due to corruption. And when Emmerson Mnangagwa came in, he said that he was going to have zero tolerance to corruption. But up to today, he has never arrested anyone, you know, worth talking about in as far as corruption is concerned. And he knows, and he has admitted, even Dr. Mabaza here, he knows that we have corrupt leaders in Zimbabwe, but nobody is behind bars. That shows you that we are not going anywhere as a country. As long as we do not fix the human rights record of Zimbabwe, which, by the way, was acknowledged by the United Nations a few days ago, that Zimbabwe is now one of the worst countries in as far as human rights are concerned. So we need to create an environment that is conducive for business. We need to create an environment that is conducive for investment. And when we do that, then we can now start talking about...
Yes, but Zinoita say, kuti musuke ibaba. Mukaita say.
Zosa tukutota ura izozi kuti vanare Zimbabwe, gati batanei, tatosari nwa izozi, nemwezi inokwana gumi, kana inorau zira, kana kuti gumi ne... Nene mwechete 11, kuti tishike kuma elections. Kuti tigadzirise zvinhu zviri kuitika munyika medu. Zvinoda kuti iwe munhu, pauri ipapo, uende kunonyoresa kuvhota. Uende kunovhota zvakare. Tobvisa hurumende iyi iri kutadzisa kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi. Kana uri kuno kudiaspora, usingakwanise kuenda kunonyoresa kuvhota, ita kuti mhuri yako inyorese kuvhota. Ita kuti village yako inyorese kuvhota. Ita kuti dunhu rako rinyorese kuvhota. Munhu wese ari munhu mudiaspora anobva kumwe kunhu. Saka ngatiregedzei kugara tichiti vanhu vari kumusha vachagadzirisa nyika. Iwe wakagara kuLondon ikoko, wakagara muno muAmerica, unokwanisa kugadzirisa nyika nekuti nekukurudzira nekupa vanhu mari kana zvikwanisiro zvekuti vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota. Kana tadaro tavhota, tochigara zvakare takagadzirira kudefenda voti yedu kudefenda voti hakungoitwa nevanhu vari kumusha kunoitwa nesu zvakare tiri kuno tounganidza mari yedu tobatsira vanenge varipo vacho paground kuti kana paine zvinoitika kana vachida chikafu nokuti ana mavazi vanobva vafunga kuti kana tichiri kudefenda voti tiri kutaura kurwa hondo kwete tirikungotaura chete kuti tofanira kunge takagadzirira vanhu vakamira vabva kunovhota havafaniri kubva pavavhotera ipapo vanenge vachida chikafu vanenge vachida maabolution facilities zvese zvinofanira kuita sei kugadzirirwa saka vanhu vezimbabwe ngatigadzirirei kuti tikwanise kudzosera Zimbabwe painofanira kunge iri we want to make Zimbabwe great again but we want every Zimbabwean whether you are in the diaspora or you are in Zimbabwe to be involved if we do not do that we are setting ourselves up for bigger failure vazukuri vedu vachatinetsa vachatibvunza kuti sei makatisvitsa apa nekuti nyika iyi iri anda vamunangagwa haisi kuzombofa yakachinja tiri kutoenda kumawere navamunangagwa nezanu pf hapana chichachinja things can only get worse so we need to get united we need to come together and rescue this country this great nation
thank you very much let's hear from Akim po kumele kwenziwe lapha Void ngoba into zonke ziyabhetha
mina ngokumbona kwami bekumele ukuthi uqale kulungiswe indaba yama-human rights one elizweni lakithi two kumele kulungiswe i-constitution ngoba uma sibheka kulezinto ezilike i-constitution ezenza ukuthi ama-investors angavuyi like indaba indigenization forum yes on other ways indigenization i-right but on other side i-wrong because angeke usebenze ngizothola 41% then abantu abangasebenzanga ba-benefite more kungalungiswa iindaba zeneziyana okunye kakhulu bengibhekele endabeni vele ye-ruling party nxa ingatshintsha maybe isebenzise i-democratic method ukuthi they allow amalokhuzeni abantu from ku-ground bekhuluma balalele inhlupho zabo but ngabe lokho besebenzisa like i-autocratic structure at the end of the day kuyabe ngani abantu kabaphili kahle
so kodwa ke akuphonga ubuya nje njengembambayila kumele ukusebenzele la imbambayila kumele ulime so kulinywa njani ulungiswa njani konke lokho
kumele thina isizalwane zezimbabwe sibone iplani kunje siphila ngokugogobala endaweni eziningi izizalwane zakithi zihlakazekile endaweni eziningi ngenxa yesimo esizakalayo current situation the previous situation okwenzakalayo emuva lokwenzakalayo manje because yikho kugcina kusenza ukuthi abantu begcina besihamba outside the country
ye siyakuza kakhulu-ke sicela ubambe khonapho so Dr. Mavaza all what he's saying is that there are so many things that have to be done so that things are in order in Zimbabwe and one of the things is to fix the indigenization kind of policies and secondly to see that the constitution is in line with what people want in Zimbabwe human rights issues as well come into the limelight there so your reaction to what Mr. Zokora said and what Akim is saying right now
I think the only thing which we must do in Zimbabwe to be better is to deal with the opposition decisively because they have caused a lot of sufferings we have. They are the ones who have promoted sanctions against their own country. The people are suffering now because of the effects of the sanctions which Jokora and his team have caused. I think we can deal with them decisively. Unfortunately, our president is a very soft president, as soft as a wool, and he allows them to do what they do, and they are spoiling and soiling our name as a country. But again, I need to go further and state that it's not true to say Zimbabwe is an issue with human rights. Our human rights records are very perfect, regardless of what the world says, because they are told wrong things by Triple C who kidnapped themselves and the lie that they've kidnapped by the government. Those are the problems and the reasons we have. We suffer in the issue as a government. So what we can say clearly that we do not have a problem on human rights, and that is a dream. And I do not understand whatever people say about it. We do not have human rights issues. Number two, when
United Nations was discussing this issue 2 days ago, and they continue discussing it today. They are saying there's no improvement in human rights issues in Zimbabwe. That's exactly because how they're putting it.
Yeah, they are saying what they've been told by the opposition, which is wrong and misleading. And we are inviting them. The rapporteur who came to Zimbabwe said there's been a great improvement. So those who are talking, they've never been there. They rely on what they are told by Chamisa in these lagoons like Maizeguru there. So there's no truth in that. So the United Nations is actually biased against Zimbabwe and a number of countries. But as Zimbabweans and as Zimbabwe, we know we are doing the best for our people. That's why we will win the elections now and tomorrow and any other day. And therefore, we would say we are not human rights abusers. We are the total peaceful people in the country. So ZANU-PF is the best party ever. But I was going to say further on corruption issues. Asakura is forgetting a few things. People who have been charged of corruption, they were arrested. They are going to court. Their cases have not been finished. We actually have a minister who was sentenced to a year and a half in prison, Minister Gagonye, former Minister Gagonye. And if you look at that, that was done specifically and entirely by the ZANU-PF government. So nobody can come here and say the ZANU-PF government is not dealing with corruption. It is. And one thing we must know, we have got the laws we follow. If the law says, and it says this clearly, if the law says a person must be heard before he's convicted, we follow the law. We do not just arrest and take to prison. We arrest, we follow the process of the law. The ends of the law, they travel very, very slow, but they travel nevertheless. And they'll catch up with whoever breaks the law. So it is not true to say we have left the corrupt people free in Zimbabwe. No, they are not. And again, for Mr. Jokora to say Emmerson Mnangagwa's child is driving a 2.6 million car, that's a lie. He's forgetting to say that the Mnangagwa children, they are not three, they are four, they are quite many. Many of them, all of them, they work. They've got businesses elsewhere. They've got jobs elsewhere. Some are even serving in the army. Some are serving in the police. Some are working, some on the streets, some everywhere. They are working for their monies. They are not just sitting and waiting for a presidential allowance because they are not entitled to it. So it's not true to say they've got so much money because their father is the president. They are not corrupt. They have no access to the money. They have no access to the government funds. They cannot tell the minister what to say, what to do with funds. So therefore, Seguro is lying and he must revise his lies and correct it. And furthermore, I want to put another point to say, you know, whenever there is a monetary problem, it's not the issue of the government. As I have said from the beginning, we contribute to how our money is valued. We contribute to how our currency is taken.
But then the problem is that stability comes via the government. If the government doesn't show that kind of stability, it becomes a problem. Maybe that's where the problem is.
You must notice one point, my brother. The government is very stable, very, very stable. And the economy is stable, but the stable economy is being shaken by the opposition, by the very vexatious assertions put across by the MDC, the CCC. These opposition guys, they do whatever they can say to put down the government. And you know, people like Seguro Jokora, they have no shame. They just stand up there, insult their own government. By so doing, you are actually making our detractors pile more pressure for nothing on the government. Thereby, who suffers after this? It is the people who suffer. It is the government which suffers. It is the people on the street. And Comrade Jokora is not even sure about that. And it's a shame. We must be ashamed. We must.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's bring him in, Mr. Tawanda Sokora. Now, we are looking at a situation where the opposition is being blamed here for almost everything. So how would you react to that?
No, those are only the ZANU-PF, but they
just blame the opposition for everything and anything. They talk about sanctions, but those sanctions only apply when it comes to things that matter, when it comes to buying health equipment, to buying things that help Zimbabweans. But they go and buy Rolls Royce that cost more than $2 million. Like now, you can't even say, Manom Nangagwa, I want it to marry. You could take a motor carry $2.4 million. You know, they say, Anakudata, Vire, Anani, they import expensive cars from the United Kingdom, from America, and then they start talking about sanctions now. We all saw my Mutangwa and Mutangwa himself in Canada, in the United States of America. They have children that come here. They come here and enjoy the freedoms of America and Canada, and yet they talk about sanctions. If there were sanctions, then would not have Mutangwa and Mdara Mutangwa coming here for holidays. And it's not only him. All of them, they come to America, they come to the United Kingdom. They even deal with companies here. We have Ballard Investments, a company that is paid millions of dollars by Emmerson Mnangagwa and his government to try and do social engineering for them, to try and do public relations for them. And yet they continue to talk about sanctions. The real issue that we have, that they continue to sidestep, is that the issue of corruption. You know, we are losing billions of dollars through corruption. We need to deal with that. If there is anything that needs to be done to sanitize our economy, Kudata Riley should be in jail right now. He's the biggest person that is taking Zimbabwe's money. How can one person own 30 companies, all of them that are being given key contracts by the government? You don't find such a situation anyway. And then the next moment, you hear that Kudata Gwirei has bought a car for Emmerson Mnangagwa, has bought a car for Vice President Chiwenga. All these things that I'm talking about, they are public information. You just Google, you see how many expensive gifts the president and the vice president are getting from Kudata Gwirei. So they can hide behind the finger and point to the opposition and denigrate President Chamisa. But that will not save them. That will not save ZANU-PF come 2023 election. The people in Zimbabwe are now wiser. They know the people that are responsible for their suffering. Vanhu vari kuziva kuti nhamo iri kubva kupi. Nhamo iri kubva kuZANU-PF. Chero ukaenda kuchembereri kwachivi, ukaenda kuna sekuru vangu vari kuMhondoro, ukaenda kuna tete vangu vari kuHwedza, vanokuudzai kuti ZANU-PF ndio iri kukonzeresa matambudziko atinawo muZimbabwe. Saka vanogona kuramba vachiita zvekuda kubirira zvavanogara vachiita taenda kumaelections, nekuti ZANU-PF haihwine maelections, sekutaura kuri kuita Dr. Mavaza. ZANU haihwine maelections, inobirira. Zvino muna 2023 munhu wese anenge akavatarisa, haisi Triple C yega, haisisiri nyaya yeTriple C, yanyaya yevanhu, yanyaya yevana veZimbabwe. Kuti munhu ubudirire munyika kana kuti uhwine hondo, unofanira kunge uine vanhu kudivi rako. Takahwina hondo yedu yechimurenga 2 nechimurenga 3, ZANU-PF iyo iriko nevaiwa vanga variko vacho, nekuti vanhu vaisapota ZANU-PF, vaisapota zvaitwa nemakomuredzi. Iko zvino zvachinja, vana veZimbabwe havachasapote zviri kuitwa nehurumende, havachasapote zviri kuitwa naEmmerson Mnangagwa. Vanhu vari kufarira, vanhu vari kusapota zviri kuitwa neTriple C inotungamirirwa na Nelson Chamisa. Saka kunenge kuine vanhu ndokunotorwa nyika. Saka ndopatasvika iko zvino pane yatiri kuti isusu fourth chimurenga. Fourth chimurenga ndoyatiri kurwa iyo yekuti tipedzise, tizadzise zvinhu zviri kukanganiswa neZANU-PF zvakaya zvatakaenda kunorwira muna papa third chimurenga. Iko zvino taakupedzisa manje tichipinda muna 2023. Ende vanhu vari kuziva kuti munhu anokwanisa kuti vava neupenyu neugwaro neugaro hwakanaka ndiani navachamisa.
Thank you very much. Stay on the line. Let's hear what some people are saying about the current currency, you know, what is going on. I think we've got one person here. Listen very carefully what she said. So that is pretty powerful, and Mr. Angiston Sibanda. So Angiston Sibanda is the director of a company called Green Afric Technologies, and pretty powerful is a cross-border trader. As you heard very clearly there, she says, you know, at the end of the day, they are now buying, you know, $1 equals 700 pounds. And at the same time, people are saying no more Zimbabwe dollar. So they're saying it's manure now. You can even just do anything with it. So then Anderson Spanda is saying, you know, people are struggling, especially taking into account that the majority of Zimbabweans don't earn the US dollar, you know. So let's have Akim first. Since Uti, Uti ngakolo kukunywa abantu Akim. Jo abantu ba chola pukuti hey. Into skupa Uti itola. Yile si ngazani yile si mapoleli. Selfie. So okay, kupa ngakona po. Akim. Yeye yeah, mbona zani ku Akim ngaka ngizo. Akim skuluma lao kona po void. Yeah, kanya ngazani ngasizwa kuhle. Uti ke ngiye kubaba uMabaza. So, Dr. Mabaza, I think I have explained what these people are saying, you know. They're saying the dollar is now completely worthless. So, the best way is just to dump it, that's it. And these are key people. One of them is in, you know, flower business, and the other is a cross-border trader. So, they're facing difficulties.
But that's what I've said from the beginning. When people lose trust in their currencies, it loses value. Our dollar is losing value, not because it's valueless, but because people are making it valueless by dumping it, by ignoring it, by putting more value on a US dollar or South African rand. This in itself has caused this problem, which is not well received by our own people. Why is it so? I've said there are so many reasons. Number one, the first reason what has caused us to go into this level is these triple C people and their yellow color.
Let's put it this way, Dr. Mavas. This is pure economics.
Yes.
Pure economics. So when we talk about the devaluation of a currency, it depends on the policies of a nation backed by what you know, the central bank. So if your policies are not... Yes. I can allow you to say what you need to say, but why blame others and not blame the government that appears to be doing the wrong things? That's my question.
Yeah, allow a statement. We are not blaming anybody. We are still pointing the problem where it is. We are simply telling the truth. The truth is the problem is with the triple C, which was called MDC, now called triple C or yellow, whatever they want to call themselves. We are saying they are the people who have been asking for sanctions all along. And because of that, the world looks at Zimbabwe as a non-governable country. You know, because of that, the investors are losing faith in Zimbabwe, not because we don't have much to offer, we have everything to offer, but we have enemies within us whom have let stay with us, live with us, eat with us, and still throw away our food. And we are saying this is the problem we have in the country. The only thing in any other country, if people behave like the triple C in America, they'll be deported, they'll be arrested in America. If they do the same in England, they'll be removed. Even if they are British, they'll be in prison. But they are doing so in Zimbabwe. We let them and allow them to stay there. That's how good our government is.
So,
but I can tell you furthermore, the reason why people are down to the Zim dollar and why is it going to 1,700 is because people have not shown interest in it. And by so doing economically, it loses value. This has nothing to do with the government. It's people who have lost confidence in the dollar because of what they have been told and because they have got an option. The option is this. There is a US dollar there, then there is a rand there, and there is a puller, and then they refuse which one to use, and they normally go to the US dollar. Why US dollar? They don't need to change it into foreign currency elsewhere.
Thank you.
That's why
thank
they you. Go for US dollar.
Thank you very much. Before I go to Mr. Sokoro, I've got a guy here, Condolence Nyati. Let's hear what Condolence Nyati is saying. Hey, Babu Nyati, kunjan.
Yeah.
Baba Nyati, siyaphila kakhulu unjani wena?
Hayi ngiyaphila baba.
Yey, phose lapho isikhathi sasihambile futhi. Yey. Yey, phose lakho Nyati. Ngazani uNyati usebanjwe ngamakhaza. Singazi ukuthi wenzeni uNyati. So ke sizambuyelela uNyati. Yey, kukhanya ngazani Nyati ilokhu umtshini wakho ngani ubanjwe ngamakhazi ungahambahambi ukuze thi sikubone kuhle. Ye, sicela ukuthi ungahambahambi, sicela ukuthi ube ku-one ndawo so that siyakuzwa kuhle, ungathethi, ungenzi lutho. So ke ngizathi ukukhuluma khonapho-ke, qhubeka baba, umuntu utshambisile, qhubeka.
Yebo baba, bengitsho ukuthi amadoda ngiyawazi ayakhuluma baba, ngiyabezwa bayakhuluma bayaphikisana lapha nalapha, kodwa-ke iqiniso elikhona ngithi ikuthi thina sizintandane zaseZimbabwe sicatshile nje kwamanye amazwe ngenxa yezana. Izana iyasihlukumeza financially, politically, ngendlela eziningi nje angithi. Konke nje esingelakho lesilakho kungenxa yezana kakhulu ngoba manje asilayo imali esingathi ngeyethu. Sesiphephela kwemali yamanye amazwe. Layo leyo mali yamanye amazwe ayikwani ngoba inya ila change. Ma ungathenga into ye 75 cents uphethe $1, suphiwa leyo mali engasebenziyo yasekhaya ongeke uyisebenzise loba ngapi. So into le kumele siyibleme izano, kodwa la izano uma izableme i-CCC, yona i-CCC ingayisiyo ephethe uhulumende, uyabona lawo baba ukuthi hayi into yakhona ayicaci.
Okulungiswa njani?
Hayi, mina ngithi amadodana lamadodakazi aseZimbabwe ashone khona siyehlangana lapho ngo-2023 siyevota sikhiphe le nto okuthiwa izano kahle kahle. Izano maybe i-CCC ingasithathele enye into engcono baba.
Ukuthi ngabe izano ibukeli sithi khiphanini kumbe la iyakulwa phela.
Vele izakulwa baba, izakulwa. Akula nkunzi engafuna ukukhitshwa esibayeni sayo, ikhitshwa ngenye inkunzi. So kumele ziqale zilwe. Ukulwa kwakhona ukuthi siye kuma elections ingadliwa ingaqala ukulwa, hayi asazi ukuthi kuyophelela phi, maybe mhlawumbe iUnited Nations la singasiza lapho.
Yes, sawuza kakhulu ke bambe khona phonga leka tsana. Dr. Mr. Sokora, briefly, our time is up almost. I'll give you about 1.5 minutes.
Dr. Mavaza criticizes America, criticizes the United Kingdom, but he's enjoying the freedoms that is being given by the United Kingdom. Today here in America, we are celebrating independence, a true independence where people have freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom even to criticize the government, and then they don't get arrested. In Zimbabwe, we have Honorable Job Scholar, Honorable Sithole, and 13 others that are incarcerated in Kurubi, maximum prison for speaking out, and many others that are being arbitrarily arrested every now and again. They criticize the government. Those are the conditions that we are saying are abnormal. They do not augur well with investors. Nobody wants to go to a country where if he speaks against the government, where he criticizes the government, and then he gets arrested and then his money is taken away. Nobody wants to do that. And the arrogance of Dr. Mavaza, that he's hearing people, cross-border people, that are saying, we cannot use this money, it's useless. He says those people are useless. He cuts against those people that are using the Zim dollar and seeing that it is useless. Which country have you seen that pays its people in its local currency in Zimbabwean dollars, and then everything else is billed in US dollars? You know, you are getting, you're a teacher, you're getting paid in Zim dollars, and you're paying school fees in US dollars. You're paying examination fees in US dollars. It doesn't make sense. So these are the poor policies that are causing everything that is going on in Zimbabwe, the depreciation of the Zimbabwean dollar, the dissatisfaction of the Zimbabwean people to the useless currency. All that is coming because of the inconsistency in policy by this government. For us to end this, we just need to go out en masse, register to vote.
Thank you, Mr. Sokora. Our time is out.
In 2023 and remove ZANU-PF.
Thank you.
Otherwise, we'll continue to suffer.
Thank you very much. I think I will have a last word. 10 seconds. We've got one guy who has just joined us right now. So I'll give him the last word. So Thomas, 10 seconds.
Okay, so as I'm saying right now, I was listening to Mavaza. Mavaza, let me tell you one thing. There's no need for you to say that CCC is causing the problem that you are facing in Zimbabwe. Knowing very well that, I'm replying your previous statement. Knowing that there's a lot of corruption within the country. So are you saying that CCC stole $15 billion, which has been recognized by the former president?
Thank you, Thomas. You come next again in the next program, because our show is over. Right now, we wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simba Mavaza, Mr. Tawanda Sokora, Simbonga Kulu Akim, Ganyan Lokondolese Nyati, and Lobaba Uthomas. So Simbonga Lonke Uti, Yibuyile Lamdanje, langena khona lapha ke ukuthi sixoxene. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Siyabonga.